This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry in for Boomer this morning. He will be back tomorrow. Andrew Bogish is back with us. I have a feeling this is the last time he's going to be with us.
No, it won't.
The last time?
No. Well, the reason why
surprised
I say
it. Surprised there's a second. I thought last week was the last time.
I just feel like someone's going to step in and block it. If the opportunity arises again, I think there's going to be blockage.
A sports jock block.
Yeah, that's right. I think one of those might happen. Yeah, look at that. Well, anyway, you are here with an update. Good morning. Welcome back. And what do you have for
yes,
us?
Yes, guys. Thanks for having me again. This report is brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. See the first ever compact crossover from Lexus, the 2019 Lexus UX, now here at Ray Katina Lexus. It was Team LeBron against Team Giannis last night in Charlotte. They produced the usual nonsense in the NBA All-Star Game.
Here's Curry with a high bounce pass.
Marv Albert, Reggie Miller,
and
Chris
Brandon Tierney.
Weber, gets a BT. All of that on TNT.
I'm glad you played that because when I tuned in last night, I was like, holy crap, Marv's doing the game.
Yeah.
I thought it would be Kevin Harlan because Harlan had a lot of the stuff Saturday night.
Right.
I don't know why I just thought it would be Kevin Harlan. And then you're listening to Marv. I'm like, I don't know how old he is. He might be 85 at this point. He still sounds great.
Yes!
He still looks good.
He can't do football anymore, but basketball up close, he's fine.
He does fine, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right, Eddie.
Steph Curry and
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Looking up for that hoop.
That's Evan.
No?
That's
Evan.
Terrible. You ever see a guy that knows more about sports that butchers, aside from Russo maybe, that butchers more names? It's really incredible.
Right. Now I know. He doesn't even try with some of those things.
I am a clown.
Let me hear Evan's one more time. This is great.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And the thing that bothers me too, like, Antetokounmpo's tough, but everyone should be on Giannis now.
Yeah.
You're going Giannis.
You're really
you're just
not
being
trying.
A jerk.
Right.
Oh. How about the fact you had two Nikolas on the same team?
Oh, that's
Vukovic
right.
Vukovic and Jokovic.
No, not Jokovic.
No.
Jokic.
Jokic. Whatever.
Gio's guy.
But I got the Nikola right.
You did. And Nikola, I wish it was Nikola. That's what I wish. Nikola sounds, I don't like that.
I think the hometown announcers called him Nikola, and I think they were introduced as Nikola last night, or Saturday night, one of the nights.
See, I thought they were different. I thought Jokic was Nikola. When I've heard their coach
Nikola?
And them
Nikola.
Talk about him,
Nikola.
They usually don't go
like,
the full on. Like the
how
magic
about these idiots
one?
That butcher names, and then we're sitting here having a round table of butchering names. Whatever.
Anyway, Team Giannis had a 13-point halftime lead, then 109-89 early third quarter. But
did you
back
just call him Team Giannis?
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh.
Funny, I laughed. But LeBron rallied a 178-164 victory. Giannis, 38 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists.
I'm naming the MVP into the third quarter. The guy, how did they took it away from him?
The MVP instead, Kevin Durant, 31 points for him, the second All-Star MVP trophy of his career. The only New Yorker in the game was Nets guard D'Angelo Russell, 6 points, a pair of threes in the losing effort. The season resumes on Thursday. Bryce Harper and or Manny Machado may soon have a new team. The Phillies, the favorites for Harper, according to various reports, USA Today says Harper will end up with more than the 10-year, $300 million deal he turned down in Washington. Machado said to have an 8-year offer worth $250 million from the Padres, who have also made an offer richer than that to Harper. Now, instead of doing something like that, the Mets are busy finalizing a minor league deal and spring training invite for Denny Etcheverry.
Smart move.
Yeah. I like it, too.
I guess they don't have an actual backup shortstop.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, so there he goes.
I think it's a good move.
Robinson Cano, meanwhile, reported to spring training yesterday, a day earlier than required. The 36-year-old second baseman feels great.
Well, I feel like I'm 25.
Now, if you're coming off a PED suspension, I feel like you should hedge your bets a little bit. Like, say you feel 30.
Yeah, man, do I feel old.
Or, like, taking 11 years off your age seems unnatural.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm 44. I still feel like I'm 25.
Really?
And
physically?
I beat the hell out of 2 9-year-olds playing basketball yesterday in 2-on-1. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Aside from my back injury, which is... most days is fine. Some days it's horrendous. But when I feel good, I don't feel like I'm 45 years old.
See, I feel like I think younger. But like sometimes like when I go to the gym on a rare occasion, the next morning I want to kill myself.
Because it's a rare occasion.
I guess.
If you went every day, you would probably feel 20 years younger. Ask him. I mean, this guy is basically disintegrated in front of our eyes. How much better do you feel now as opposed to a year ago?
No, I feel a hell of a lot better. I mean, that was a breaking point for me, though. That was really, really bad. But still, if I try to run or something for a long time, like I can...
Again.
I get 3 miles, and then like my knee starts to hurt.
Right now, but if you build up to it, it's like anything. If yeah, go out there now and run the New York City Marathon. You might be dead tomorrow.
You know what's funny? I was really feeling myself recently with all the weight loss and feeling light and everything. I was like, man... And I saw that Team Boomer was doing a...
Don't. Don't. Do not.
You've been in this trap too, Jerry?
Don't.
It was a half marathon.
No, don't.
Stop.
I don't care if it's a 40-yard sprint.
Can you walk a little bit?
You can, yeah. You can walk the whole thing if you want.
Why are you saying no? I mean, look at that. It's a charity thing.
If that's what you're going to do, just understand it's 13 miles.
13 and a change, right? Is there 13.1?
Right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 13.1.
It's 13 miles. You know how long does it take you to walk 13 miles?
Well, I mean, I would be running some of it.
Not much of it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I could probably run 5.
Listen, we did... What year would you say, guys, that half triathlon thing we did was?
2010? 2010, yeah.
I could bring up some photos to tweet of you in a skin-tight outfit.
That was not... Well, listen, some things were unfortunate, and I was beat... I lost to an 82-year-old woman.
Oh,
yes,
you?
Grandmothers.
Yes, I finished second to last.
I know what that's all about, man. Because on Peloton, they have a leaderboard next to you, and it tells you the people that you are next to. And I was feeling really good again. Every time there's always something when I feel really good, I get smacked back to earth. And then I see this woman, mid-70s from Texas, just leap ahead of me.
Yes.
And I was like, what is this?
Because she does it often. If you train for something, you'll be good at it. You can't just jump in. My point is, we did this half triathlon. And at the time, I was going to the gym often, but I wasn't training for that. So we go into the water at 6 o'clock in the morning for the swim. I'm like, oh, I got a pool. I can swim. Dude, I almost died.
I got a pool.
It was just about 9 years ago.
Right, okay. So that's about right.
Did Boomer do this too, or did he just sit and laugh at
you? No, he had donuts with Al, and they mocked us as we came out of the water. I'm serious.
Me and Boomer ate crumb cakes.
Yes. And then you go, and it's funny because you do the swim, and at one point they came over on the boats, because I guess I was doing the dead man float, because I couldn't breathe. I mean, you know, you're swimming, you're going.
Coast Guard came in.
Yeah, and all kidding aside, I let the wave go, because I knew I wasn't competing. This was to raise money. But I got out there, and I'm swimming, and I'm so huffing and puffing. I'm like, wow, am I almost done? I wasn't at the first buoy yet, and they came over. They're like, sir, we got to pull you out. I'm like, no. Wow. Like, if I get pulled out of the water, Boomer will never let me live it down.
Right.
Then you get to the run, which was only 3 miles. So you're saying a half marathon. We kind of half ran it, half walked it, and we got passed by children.
Yeah.
So be careful.
All right.
13 miles a long day.
No, I know.
Let's put it this way. It would take you on the BQE with no traffic 13 minutes to go 13 miles. And you want to try and walk it. Good luck.
Yeah, well, I didn't say walk the whole thing. Just, you know, give it a go.
If you really want to do it, your good friend Amy Lawrence down the hall on the radio network has run multiple of these. So
she
could give you all the tips. You could use her training protocol. Yeah.
Let's start here. Start running.
Yeah, well, I do occasionally, but not more than 3 miles.
No, I mean like every day.
Well,
start with a mile.
I could do 3 like that. And I ran recently in Atlanta. I was on the treadmill.
You can do
a couple
3 miles, no problem.
Yeah, I do 3 miles. I have there's a little track. I go down to the bay and back up, and 3 miles. But it's towards the end of the 3 miles where I start feel like my body doesn't feel good.
So
after
then you
3 miles.
Could run 3, walk 3, run 3. I guess. All
right,
raise some money.
Don't.
Go for it.
Jerry's
go
right.
for it.
Don't do
this. No, let him do it. Let's
just
go.
Just give someone money. Cake.
That's another issue.
Yankee manager Aaron Boone said yesterday that Aaron Judge is in great shape as he reports to Tampa. Judge got a slow start last spring while finishing his recovery from off-season shoulder surgery. Then he missed 2 months, of course, during the season with that broken wrist. Lastly, from the Diamond, the Brewers reportedly re-signing veteran third baseman Mike Moustakas. He finished last season with Milwaukee after a trade from Kansas City.
Did it say how much? I didn't see it anywhere.
10 mil.
Okay.
College hoops yesterday. St. John's stunning. Number 13, Villanova, 71-65 at the Garden. Those Wildcats led 48-34, 7.5 minutes into the second half. Then the Johnnies went on a 25 run.
L.J. Figueroa!
With 24 points and 12 boards, making up for just 11 points from Shamari Pons.
Bo Shizzle.
Seton Hall, an 81-75 win at Creighton. And Quinnipiac outlasted Siena, 107-100 in triple overtime.
Isn't there a kid at 55 points?
55 points, 10 rebounds for Cameron Young. The double nickel, the most points in Division I since 08. It's also a MAC all-time record. He's also the first player with at least 50 and 10 since at least the 96-97 season. Like, all these records were as far back as we're going to look right now. This kid played really well yesterday.
I hate you.
So while you were giving that story, Al tweeted out the pictures of Jerry in a wetsuit.
Like, I'm okay with the two on the right that you put out, my cowboy helmet. Yeah. Even the wetsuit's fine. Dude, can you take this down?
Yeah, that. What is that? Who knew your body looked like that? Very strange.
Not Jerry, apparently.
Yeah. God, you son of a bitch. That's terrible. I mean, you couldn't make the one on the left the small picture?
It does it on its own.
Oh, of course it does. What is that, the app for a-holes? That's terrible, man. Ay-ay-ay. All right.
That is
who
really
am I looking at? Ugh.
Really unfortunate.
The Daytona 500 would not end yesterday. 5 wrecks, 2 red flags in the final 20 laps. Then finally, it was a winner.
Hamlin off turn number 4. No, side-by-side battle to the finish this time. Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 and wins it for Coach Gibbs.
Mike Joy, Darrell Waltrip, Jeff Gordon on Fox. Denny Hamlin winning the Great American Race for the second time in 4 years. The reference to Joe Gibbs because Hamlin's car was dedicated to J.D. Gibbs. Joe's son died last month after battling a degenerative neurological disease. On ice yesterday, the Devils down the Sabres 4-1 at the Rock, a goal and 2 assists for Kyle Palmieri. And Corey Schneider, 34 saves for his second straight win after going winless in his previous 21 games. The Rangers were 6-5 afternoon losers in Pittsburgh. The game was tied at 3 in the third, and the Penguins got 1 goal from Chris Letang.
You see this where the referees apologized to Quinn?
No.
Yes. After the second period, I guess the head referee went to him and said, "My bad. I've been terrible today, but I promise I'll do better in the third period." I don't know if I've ever seen that before. I mean, listen, Quinn said I got a lot of respect for a guy that can stand up and do that.
Right.
But I don't. Have you ever heard of that before?
No. And how could the guy self-assess himself like that as an official? Like, is he looking back on replays of how calls weren't penalties weren't penalties?
Here's
or
the
something?
Quote from Quinn. I give the ref credit. They did come over to me after the second and said, "Listen, I had a bad first two periods. I made some bad calls. I'll be better in the third."
Wow. That's hockey for you, though.
My
right?
bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of guys say, like, apologize for a particular call, whether they missed it or, you know, overcalled something, but that just, like, I sucked. My bad. I'll try to be better.
2 periods worth, yeah.
Week 2 in the AAF, ending with San Diego rallying past Atlanta, 24-12.
Did you watch any of these games?
Did I watch any of these games?
So yes or no answer.
Yes, I did. For like 90 seconds last night when I got tired of the NBA All-Star game, I put on that one, and it was in a downpour in San Diego. One team was wearing purple. One team was wearing, like, slate gray.
That was the Atlanta Legends quarterback by Matt Sims.
Yes.
Oh, how did he play?
In the purple.
Better than last week. And last week he almost died. He did not last night.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But in the rain, they all looked like they were wearing the same jersey. So it was impossible to know what was going on.
Now, the DA show over on CBS Sports Radio, you're a part of that.
Yes.
Apparently, are they really into this AAF? Because that's all they do is tweet about this. Like, Sean Marash, he tweets about the AAF more than anything in his whole life. Every time I look at Twitter, it's some sort of, is that fake?
Maybe this is their
paid?
Way of getting through these dog days of winter.
No, but
fake news.
Marash's love for the AAF is real and unfortunate.
It just started.
Right. And he's legit. Everyone else is having fun to a certain extent.
But how is he legit?
Right.
Because Sean has nothing. He has no, like, adult problems to worry about.
But if you told me in 3 years from now he was I mean, legit into this AAF. And that's great that he likes it. How can you be so into something that just started?
Yeah, it's definitely he's working. That's what this is. He doesn't have a real love for it. It's impossible.
He's without a doubt the worldwide leader. Like, he's watched more of these games than the Ebersol guy who's in charge of it.
Is he getting paid? Eddie?
I watched all four. Now, I didn't watch them like real time. I TiVo'd all of them because, like, again, after the Super Bowl, you start, you know, the wife thinks she's good till Labor Day, no football.
Yeah.
So you have to try to sneak it in when you can. Man. So, but I TiVo'd all of them, and I actually got up and watched the end of last night's game because I was asleep to see the result of the San Diego Atlanta game.
This morning before you came to work?
Correct.
He gets up at midnight, Greg.
1 o'clock.
Eddie and Mirage should do a AAF podcast.
Seriously, shut up, pal.
I mean, nobody is.
And the game that was on CBS Sports Network at 4 o'clock yesterday, the Orlando at San Antonio, that was a very good game.
That was the best game in the circles. That was the Super Bowl matchup. That was a big one.
There's no circles.
They're showing circle.
And I tell you, big advantage. Spurrier coming up with the must 2-point conversions. Spurrier coming up with those plays. That's a big advantage.
Who's the head coach of Orlando?
Steve Spurrier.
Okay. And who's the head coach of San Antonio?
He was Oregon State. Dennis
Erickson or Mike Riley?
No, Mike Riley. That's the one.
Okay.
Dennis Erickson's the Salt Lake Stallions. Martz is San Diego Fleet.
Mike Singletary is the Memphis Express.
I don't know if I want to hug you or punch you.
You want to rescue him. Tell him it's going to be okay.
And I do wish, and I don't know what the schedule is. I think if they have more games on CBS, I think it does help too. I love CBS Sports Network, but I did forget that the games were on yesterday.
Well, 4 o'clock every Sunday is CBS Sports Network. They did say subject to broadcast networks and time subject to change. So I'm thinking if it does
they
catch it on and CBS says, hey, our Saturday night programming sucks or it's taking a break, maybe let's grab
one. And I only say because it's like changing habits. For me on a Sunday afternoon, I usually think golf on Sunday afternoon this time of year. So you're at channel 2, 4. It's just not just going up and down the dial.
Unless it changes and CBS grabs one back. Right. The schedule is 8 o'clock for NFL Network Saturday and Sunday night. Okay. 4 o'clock in the afternoon for CBS Sports Network on Sunday. And then
The matchup's next week, Eddie.
Bleacher Report live. At a 2 or 3.
And you're not getting paid for this.
No.
Like, that would be a genius marketing campaign if secretly Eddie was getting paid for this and he would jump in on the mic. And same with Mirage. It would be genius.
I was watching that Fry Festival document, and Eddie and Sean are the supermodels who they gave like 250 grand to the beginning to tweet the original thing that started all of these problems.
Absolutely. Wouldn't that be the smartest thing in the
Mirage
world?
Are supermodels?
Yeah, which Jenner do you want to be?
I mean, this particular.
I couldn't be further from the truth. Those two are supermodels. Oh my God.
Can you have two Chloes? Anything else there, Bogus?
I'll mention golf since Jerry already brought it up. J.B. Holmes winning the Genesis Open at Riviera Country Club, one shot better than Justin Thomas, who had a 4-shot lead when the final round began yesterday. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Bogus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.